Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Friday edition 1026. Good to have you with us. Hope you're off to a good start to your weekend. Make it a safe one. Stay cool. Mini camps finishing up. Now we're off for about 5 weeks or so, and then we get going in earnest, man. It's right around the corner.
It's here.
And I mean right around the corner. July 27th for most teams or thereabouts. And then we'll be playing. What are they playing, two or three exhibitions this year?
I think it's three this time. I mean, they've dropped it down to three. And added one game.
Because they're playing an extra regular
now,
season game.
17
right?
regular season games.
Yeah. Well, that's because the NFL cares about the well-being of their players.
You know, your sarcasm at times just, you know, shines through. I want you to know that.
How are you dealing with this vaccinated, unvaccinated thing? Where do you stand on this thing? Because it's very clear that the NFL is laying down the law in terms of players being vaccinated. Do they, in your estimation, as a league, have a right to do that? Do individual teams have a right to do that? Where are you on this thing, and where do you think we'll end up?
Well, this is really interesting, and I'm just going to disclose. Last time I was on, I said on air, I've been vaccinated. I've had both shots, both Pfizer shots, so I'm one of those who are vaccinated. Interestingly enough, particularly with this controversy with Cole Beasley, who is a receiver for the Bills, interestingly enough, what I saw and read about that particular situation is that there was no reference to those who have maybe had COVID, who now have the antibodies. I didn't see anything in the report about. I'm sorry, Bruce. Maybe I missed it. I think you're right.
I'm not familiar with it. You're right.
Well, anyway, so the point is that, you know, what do we know about this thing? There's still a lot about COVID we don't know. There's a lot of things that are going to happen with COVID we don't know. There's a lot of varieties of COVID that may happen that we don't know. So we don't know a lot. We don't know a lot about this, even at this point, a year and a half, about a year and a half into this whole situation. Cole Beasley is an interesting guy because he's one of the guys that has come out publicly and said, world, we are not going to take this lying down. You can't make me get a vaccine. I don't want a vaccine. I don't know if the vaccine is 100% efficient. We know it's about, and even Cole Beasley says, I understand it's about 98% effective. 98% of the people that get the vaccine will be happy. They'll be okay. Nothing will happen to them. They won't catch COVID, but 2% might. Well, you know, there's not a lot in the world that is 100% guaranteed.
No, sure
I can
isn't.
Only think of death and taxes, as they say. Those are the only two things that I can think of that are guaranteed in this world. So with that being said, I like my chances with 98%, Bruce, by the way. I do too. I'll take those odds. But Cole Beasley doesn't like those odds. He doesn't like the 2%. Well, this is still America. But the question is, does the NFL have the right to say Cole Beasley, in order to keep everybody safe, you got to get a shot. Otherwise, we're going to treat you in a different way than those who have the shot. I think there's a lot of implications in that, not only societal, but also legal. There are things that you can't do to people that can be done for other people. And I'm not sure the legalities on this thing. I want to see Cole Beasley's rights protected. But on the other hand, I don't want him to catch COVID, and I don't want him to pass it on to those others who have not had the antibodies and who have not had the vaccine. So, Bruce, this is one whale of a dilemma, and this may sound weird. I don't know what the right answer is. I'm sorry. You've come to the wrong guy if you're looking for what's the right thing to do in this situation, because I don't know that I know.
Paul, I'm gonna list off a few things here,
all right,
and maybe we can discuss what they all have in common.
All right.
Polio.
All right.
Polio.
Right.
Tetanus.
Okay.
The flu, influenza,
okay,
as we know it.
All right.
Hepatitis B, hepatitis
okay.
A.
Okay.
Rubella. Hib. H-I-B. Hib.
Hib.
Yeah, it's a type of influenza.
I don't even know what that.
Measles.
Oh, okay. Measles. Okay.
Right. Whooping cough. Whooping cough. These are all things that rotavirus. These are all things that people have for years gladly taken vaccinations for.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They have.
So why is it the newness of it? Is it the fact that it's right now? Is it as simple as I'm digging my heels in, no one's telling me what to do? Yeah, sure. I'll get vaccinated against hepatitis and I'll get my flu shot. May, you know, I'll get a tetanus shot, absolutely. And I'll get a polio. Yeah. But I'm not sure about this COVID stuff.
Hmm. Is it because it's new?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Is it just because it was developed so quickly, mm-hmm, and here we are? I mean, is it that, or is it that we live in this era of, you know, you're not going to tell me what I'm doing? I get it, but you know what? I think how much does the league and the teams that operate in the league have a right to mandate certain things like a vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
I think they have some. I think they probably deserve some latitude, don't they, Paul?
I think they.
I mean,
do
that's my feeling.
Well, they're a private entity. I mean, they. I mean, this is. It's not like they're the government and they can mandate that, you know, a guy like Cole Beasley take this vaccine. And by the way, when you rattled off all those vaccines, tetanus and flus and polio, I mean, you and I got polio shots, a week into our birth?
When we were young. Mumps.
Yeah.
I mean, remember mumps?
I do.
Chicken pox?
Yep. So
I mean, diphtheria?
Yeah.
I mean, all of these things are things that all of us, and I would hazard the guess that 99% of the people that are listening to this show have had vaccines for, mm-hmm, in their lives.
Well, the question still stands, though, for Cole Beasley. Does he have to wear a mask when in a room with those who are not vaccinated? Would he have to be a guy who is segregated when the weight room is in operation? In other words, you're going to have vaccinated times for weightlifters, and you're going to have times for unvaccinated weightlifters. This seems to be an odd situation and a flashback,
mm-hmm,
into times that, quite frankly, aren't very attractive for our country, for different and, I guess, separate but equal. Does that term ring a bell? Separate but equal?
Yes.
Which is not a pleasant time. Is that where we're headed, Bruce, in the world of sports? Now, by the way, the Bills can do that. The NFL can do that. They don't get government money. They're not an entity from the United States government. They can do what they think is best for their business model. But is it the right thing to do? I don't know. I'm not sure. But my thought is, I got the vaccine, and Bruce, I'm living my life right now like, mm-hmm, I'm good.
Right.
I'm good to go. I've been to restaurants in the last couple of weeks, and I didn't go for a year
and a half.
Which
is nice, isn't it?
It is. I didn't even know they existed because I went a year and a
half. How much do you buy into team camaraderie for something like this? In other words, all for one, one for all. I mean, come on, guys, let's go. Let's get this.
I buy a bit. Team camaraderie is huge in any sport, Bruce. I mean, it's huge. I mean, you play like a team, you live like a team, your family. You know, it's just like you've heard me use the term my football family, I don't know what, 100 times maybe over the course of the last, ever since we've been doing this show, a football family? You are. You want to be family. You got to be family. You can't be segregated. You can't be pulling in different directions. You can't go to a meeting and then have another group come right in after you just because they have a mask on. No, that doesn't work well in the world of sports. In fact, it doesn't work well in the world of a family. It doesn't work well in the world of a radio station like you and I are at. It doesn't work well in anything. So I'm big on camaraderie. I'm big on however this plays out, one for all and all for one. That's where I'm at on this.
Right. Chaz is up next, 869-1240, weighing in on the show. Good to have you, Chaz. How are you?
Thanks so much, fellas. I appreciate you taking the call. I've had COVID 3 times here in Wichita, confirmed cases of it. And so I started out like Cole Beasley. I bought into a little bit of the early propaganda and thought, well, I'll wait it out, see. But by the time I could get the shot, I got it a third time. So not a month and a half after having my third confirmed case, I would tell Cole Beasley, with all the money he has and as phenomenal a human being as he must be, you know, physically, get that shot. I've never served in the military, never had a flu shot, but I've had every other hepatitis and type of inoculation you can get. It's just wore me out. So I would definitely say to Cole, get this shot and don't you don't want this.
Fair enough, Chaz. Thank you very much, and sorry for your experience.
Oh,
glad to be having a conversation about it. I had it, Paul. I mean, you know, I had it, and it was an incredibly mild case for me. In fact, not even as bad as a very mild cold. So I consider myself extremely fortunate.
Oh, you should.
Sarah had it. Kate had it. So, you know, I mean, we've had it in this family, and all of us were very fortunate to have gone through very mild cases of this.
Well, that's good.
But I hear you. And Chaz, thank you very much. And hope that you're feeling better. It's just interesting. And here we go. I mean, there's going to be, I think that this will probably rear its head. And I think that there's going to be some pushback, even at a time when the NFL is ready to go back to full stage. At training camp, we're basically going to have the freedom to cover as long as we're vaccinated in ways that we have become accustomed to doing. Basically, mano a mano, which will be absolutely fantastic because, yes, there's a different way to cover when you're actually have access to players instead of having them lining up on Zoom calls. That's just the way it is. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But the NFL is full speed ahead at this point, and they're planning on playing. They are allowing fans into training camps. They are going to be full stadium capacities, and off we go.
Well,
so
this is a great
opportunity. I think it'll be, yes.
This is a great opportunity for the NFL to say get vaccinated because I'm kind of the opinion, and when it comes right down to it, you know, practice what you preach. If you believe in the vaccine, I believe in the vaccine because I'm back to living my life normally. I believe in the vaccine, and if you believe in the vaccine, then act like the vaccine will work. Allow those who haven't been vaccinated to be in a room with somebody who has. If they haven't been, that's okay. You have. You don't have to worry about catching it. At least 98% of us don't have to worry about that. So this is a great opportunity for the NFL to be the shining example and say, listen, We believe in vaccinations. Get vaccinated because we believe in them. Because here's how we're treating this. We believe that our vaccinated people can live their life, play this game, be who they want to be, make a living, make some money, do what you do, do what you love, play football. And we're going to allow them full speed ahead because they've been vaccinated. Bruce, what kind of message would that say? No politician, whether it's a governor or a president or a senator or anybody, can stand up and say, get vaccinated and have the effect that an entity like the NFL would have. If the NFL
says, I would agree with that.
If the NFL says,
I would agree.
Get vaccinated because you can have your life back. Look at us. We're giving the life, our life, we're giving life back to our players. We're letting them be a football team. You can depend on the vaccine. I think it's a marvelous message that could be sent. The Buffalo Bills, unfortunately, I don't believe are sending that message.
They're not one of the teams.
And they're not one of the teams.
They're not one of the teams there.
And
right.
and there's also the players' union. You know, it's catching some grief about, come on, guys, you're our union. Step up. Protect those of us who aren't vaccinated, but I'm not so sure that the union can do that because those who are unvaccinated, are they now probably, there's probably less of them than there are those who are vaccinated, I'm thinking. I think we're getting to that point. Okay. So, but it's a great opportunity for the NFL to say, look at us. Come on, let's go, America.
What are you making of Dwayne Haskins these days? Is this a player now that understands, oops, I better get after it. I was the 15th player taken in the first round, but I have failed magnificently in Washington. And now this isn't about continuing to cash a check. This is about saving the career.
Well, he's not the first guy that we've ever seen who has underachieved, shall we say. I think that's a good word, underachieved from what expectations were from the team that drafted him.
Well and beyond that, Paul, who has taken it for granted that his ability would just carry him. Because the criticisms on Dwayne Haskins have been, doesn't love the game of football. He's done things, he violates team rules, COVID protocols last year. Has been criticized widely for a lack of work ethic, was benched after four games. I think that this was a guy that just kind of took for granted, I'm an NFL quarterback and I'm good enough to just kind of show up and do it. Well, guess what? In the NFL, that doesn't work.
And I'll tell you
what. It doesn't work that way.
That's right. And not only that, other teams see it too, don't they? I think other entities are observing that exact thing you're talking about.
To his credit, after a 3-10 run at Washington, where he threw 12 touchdown passes and 14 interceptions, has taken full responsibility for not making the most of his opportunity and meeting the standards of a NFL quarterback. He has been humbled. These are in his own words. And now he's trying to reclaim his career in Pittsburgh with the Steelers. Hey, however long it takes you to get there, great. Some guys get more chances than others. When you're a quarterback taken in the first round, your rope's a little longer than some others. And so here's to Dwayne Haskins getting it figured out and reclaiming that career. OTD coming up in just a moment, 10:43. On this day in sports history, brought to you by our friends from Superior Rents, up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.